You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. From a veteran and a star in the world of jazz these days, that's the always cool, deep, and prolific pianist, Kenny Werner, with the tune, If I Should Lose You, off the 2018 CD called The Space. This kid from Brooklyn, New York, grew up in Oceanside, Long Island, and started playing and performing at a very young age. His first recording was on television at the age of 11, and even though he studied classical piano as a kid, he enjoyed playing anything he heard on the radio. His natural instinct for improv led him to the Berklee College of Music in 1970, and he's been at it for over four decades, and his work resonates well in the world of jazz. On this latest album, he wanted to let go a bit and see what would happen, and it's another testament to his power as a musician. Part of his mentality comes from a landmark 1996 book he wrote called Effortless Mastery, Liberating the Master Musician Within. Since that time, he has traveled the world pushing the notion of how musicians, artists, and even business people can allow their master creator within to lift their performance to its highest level, showing us how to be spontaneous, fearless, joyful, and disciplined in work and in our lives. We were lucky to catch up with Kenny recently to talk about his latest work and his life and music. He was full of quotables all over the place, like this one.
You know, growing in the music means growing to know more and more personally and admitting out loud who you really are and what you're not. So as I got older, I said, wait a minute, these things that I'm ashamed, for example, living in Long Island, like you said, in college, if someone asked me, where are you from? I would have said New York. I would have said Long Island.
Sure.
You know, so as you get older, you say, let me take every little imperfection and thing I'm embarrassed by and embrace it. And what happens is your music changes in a way that's much more authentic to you.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of greatness, from Charles Williams to Joe Cartwright and Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, taking you into the depths of jazz from this heartland of ours. So one album that laid the groundwork for Kenny's love of jazz was the 1969 Miles Davis LP, In a Silent Way. This was the ceremonial beginning of his electric period, and it's seen as Miles' first fusion recording. When it came out, it was met by controversy, but as time passes, as with all things, it healed and it got perspective. And that was a groundbreaking audio jazz achievement, as Miles could only do. And as we slip into the title track off this LP, have a listen to Kenny explain.
The record that moved me in that direction was a Miles Davis record called In a Silent Way. And when I heard that record, I found myself go into a cosmic state. And I said, that's what I want. This is what I got to do. It never was just about the music. It was about, what does it do to me, and what do I become, and what moves me towards the light and what moves me away from the light? And the music of the 70s and late 60s, with Train and, you know, that amazing period was a very mystical period. This is Kenny Werner, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. He is a bad cat.
That was another veteran, legend, Belgian harmonica man, Toots Thielemans, who made the harmonica very hip and viable in jazz. That was him teamed up with Kenny in 1991 with the tune Tender is the Night. So as Kenny and I talked about how the legends influenced him on his jazz walk, he had some particularly kind words to bestow on Toots. Have a listen.
And from Toots Thielemans, I learned a love of music that I don't know if I even had ever had myself. I never met anybody that's just loved music as much as he did and wore that love on his sleeve.
Straight out of the underground, a steady rumble called Butcher Brown, coming from the Nerve Center of Jello Stone Studios in Richmond, Virginia, taking careful note of the history and legacy of jazz and throwing caution to the wind for a great new sound. This is the 2018 tune Flat off the CD Camden Session, as we keep on getting into it around here. I'm
I'm Alan Chip White, and I'm a composer, drummer, poet, lyricist, band leader, and it's great to be here with Joe Dimino. Give me a great interview. I hope everybody will listen to the music and keep supporting all live music, because that's our art form in America.
Thank you.
That was jazz percussion man Alan Chip White with the tune After Hours with Sib off the 2018 CD All-Star Ensemble Volume 5. This kid out of New York City started studying percussion and music with his father at 9, and he fell in love with it. Then he moved to the Berklee College of Music, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Chip opened up about how he really fell for the jazz sound.
And then I started to hear jazz, and it wasn't like I just became a jazz fan, but I just realized that every time I listened to a jazz record, I would come back to it, and every time I listened to it, I heard something different. So I never got tired of it. Like, the other pop music was great, but I kind of knew what was coming. But every time I would listen to a jazz record, I would hear, like, the solo different. It seemed like, or I would be more entranced in it than I was the last time. And, I mean, this continued on, then I realized that this is kind of what I really wanted to do, you know.
After Boston, he moved back to New York City in 1970 and hit the ground running hard, performing and recording with the likes of Carmen McRae, Candido, Frank West, Frank Foster, Chet Baker, Junior Cook, even Tom Waits and Etta Jones. He's toured extensively throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Japan, and he has no plans of slowing down. In fact, he says he wants it to speed up and get busier than ever. So one of the things that Chip was fortunate to do in his life was catching stellar shows growing up in New York City, like Monk and Coltrane. So as we listen to a cut off the final chapter of the landmark collaboration between Miles Davis and John Coltrane, this is the last of their live performances together. This is the tune Round Midnight. So let's have a listen to Chip talk about Coltrane and a bit more.
I read an interview with Coltrane just before I saw him, and they asked him about music and stuff in his band. And he said something really simple after the first thing. He said he wanted to be a positive force in the universe. And I remember when I read that, I said, wow, that's heavy. You know, I hadn't thought of it that way. He just put it so simply. But, and you know, because people come to hear you, and when they leave, they feel a lot better, usually. You see people when they leave. I mean, that's the way I felt. You know, when I would go to hear somebody, I felt, you know, elevated or changed. You know, you just, the next day, you moved on from another place. So to me, that's a good feeling, you know.
I'm in New York City, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
Being a flight, we catch the light, take to the sky. Watch the sunrise. Wherever we happen to be, what a thing. Air is our space. We dash, we race, moving as one in unison. Touch the sun, we touch the sun, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. In record time, our paths align, a thousand wings, new beginnings. The season ends as we transcend. This migration moves toward the sun, setting us free. Winter is done. We fill the skies, we touch the sun, we touch the sun, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Touch the
That was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania strong vocalist Amy Allen with the cut Touch the Sun off the 2018 CD Wings Uncaged. So her intimate connection with music began as a child, a childhood scored with classic jazz, because her mother kept it around the house and on the turntable. She began singing professionally with jazz a cappella groups in college, and after graduation she moved to Paris, where she performed regularly in jazz clubs and festivals. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about how cool it was that jazz was hip and popular in Paris, but she also talked about that relationship she has with the stage. Have a listen.
I know for me, the more that I perform music, the more I sort of find myself in it and understand it, that there's something that happens with audiences, just the magic of the moment of performing that, you know, takes you to different places. So I'll say over time, I think the concept and my understanding of this project began to sort of coalesce.
This next tune is called Sax Attack, and it comes from Kansas City native saxophonist Ariana Namati. She learned very well from a KC jazz legend on the saxophone, and also a composer, Carrie Strayer. And that all boded well for her as she grows into a very rich Kansas City scene happening now. So dig it here on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back. This is Kansas City saxophonist Ariana Namati. Thanks for tuning in to Neon Jazz.
That was an electric and double bassist, educator, and composer from New York's Hudson Valley area, Ben Basile, together with Philadelphia jazz cat Vince Tampio, with the tune appropriate for this time as we record show 576, a week or so before Christmas. This is the song Up on the Housetop off their 2018 CD Seasons Greetings. From the great jazz drummer and bandleader Lude Gluskin, joined by his orchestra, here he is in 1934 leading the march with the tune The Continental as we keep on flying high around here on Neon Jazz.
It has a passion, The Continental, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, The Continental, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly, her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying, The Continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, The Continental, for it's the song of romance and of love.
bassist Ben Basile from Hudson Valley, New York. You're digging on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the celebrated hard swing and hard bop pianist that emerged from Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Benny Green, full of jazz history, with the 2018 song Minor Contention off the CD Then and Now. Our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz comes from an artist we just lost on December 13th, 2018, at the age of 81, the great Nancy Wilson. She recorded more than 70 albums and won 3 Grammy Awards, and during her career, she was labeled a singer of blues, jazz, R&B, pop, and soul. She was a consummate actress and the complete entertainer. This final song is teamed up with Cannonball Adderley from 1961. It's called Happy Talk, and we'd like to thank Nancy for all of that happy talk she gave us over the years. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat well-versed in happy talk, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Happy talk. Keep talking a happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Neon Jazz.